以前看新约圣经《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let's look at the New Testament, First Thessalonians,
第一章
，Chapter One,
第二节到第四节
，From verses 2 to 4。
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第二节到第四节。
First Thessalonians, Chapter One, verses 2 to 4。
我们为你们众人常常感谢神。
We give thanks to God always for you all.
祷告的时候提到你们。
Constantly mentioning you in our prayers.
在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们。
Remembering before our God and Father you always.
因为信心所做的功夫。
Because of your work of faith.
因为爱心所受的劳苦。
And your labor of love.
因为盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
And your steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
被神所爱的弟兄啊。
For we know, brethren, beloved by God,
我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
That He has chosen you.
第七节。
Verse 7.
甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
So that you became an example to all and the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
在99年末。
At the end of 1999.
我们是告别的一个灵恩会。
This is a farewell passing in the spiritual meeting.
我被安排要讲的主题是要追求更大。
And the theme that I've been arranged to speak is to pursue the greater.
我们就以这里所读的经节作为彼此的勉励。
So I'd like to use all these Bible passages for mutual exhortation.
希望我们进入2000年能够追求到更大的爱心。
So that And when we enter into the year 2000, we are able to pursue a greater love.
有更大的信心。
To have a greater faith.
有更大的盼望。
And to have an even greater hope.
在这里保罗特别提到帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
And here Paul makes special mention of the members in Thessalonica.
一个传道人牧养过教会。
A preacher who has pastored the churches.
不只是跟他们常常在一起。
Not only is he with them always.
就是离开了祷告，还是常常想念他们。
Even when he leaves the church, he will still remember the church and long for them in his prayers.
无论是软弱的。
Whether it is a weak church.
是刚强的。
Or a strong church.
都是在祷告当中不住的想念。
The preacher will always remember the churches in his prayer.
而在这里，帖撒罗尼迦教会是带给保罗很大的安慰。
And here the church in Thessalonica brought great comfort to Paul.
保罗告诉他们。
Paul told them.
为什么我祷告的时候为你们常常感谢神？
Why is it that in my prayers I always give thanks to God for you?
为什么我会常常想念你们？
Why is it that I always remember you?
因为你们爱心所受的劳苦。
Because of your labor of love.
因为你们信心所做的功夫。
And the work of your faith.
因为你们盼望所存的忍耐。
And because of the steadfastness of hope.
已经成为马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
Have already become examples to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
如果我们打开圣经的地图。
If we were to look at the map of the Bible lands.
就知道马其顿到亚该亚。
We know that from Macedonia to Achaia.
是罗马帝国行省的一部分。
It's part of the province of the Roman Empire.
简单的说，从北到南。
So it can be said it's from the south to the north.
我们现在来讲，或许可以说从乌伦一直到圣淘沙。
And perhaps we can say, regards to Singapore, it's from Woodlands to Sentosa.
成为所有信主之人的榜样。
And they have become examples to all believers.
所以当一个教会具有这么好的表现。
So when the church has such good manifestations,
传道人很大的安慰。
The preacher is greatly comforted.
但是这里更要提醒我们。
But here it reminds us even more.
有了这些榜样。
That having these examples.
我们要再继续的追求。
That we have continued to pursue further.
因为我们有一句话这么说。
Because we have a saying which says this.
不进则退。
If we do not improve, we'll only backslide.
所以我们虽然已经有很好的榜样。
So although we have such good examples.
我们还要继续不断的努力追求更大的爱心，更大的信心，更大的盼望。
So we should put in more heart effort to pursue after a greater faith, a greater love, and a greater hope.
主耶稣在圣经里面告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus in the Bible tells us.
约翰福音13:34-35.
In John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35.
很清楚地对门徒说。
He clearly told his disciples.
你们一定要彼此相爱。
You must love one another.
才能够让人认出你们 就是我的门徒。
So that all men will know by this that you are my disciples.
虽然我们常常这样讲。
Although we often say this.
当我们做一件善事。
When we do a good thing.
右手做的不要让左手知道。
Do not let your right hand know what the left hand is doing.
左手做的不要让右手知道。
And do not let your left know what your right is doing.
我们不是故意要让人家知道。
We are not purposely, wanting to let other people know what we have done.
但是我们也不必故意不要让人家知道。
But we need not put in efforts to hide what we have done, for others not to see.
所以主耶稣才会说，要让人家认出你就是我的门徒。
That's why the Lord Jesus says that he wants you to allow others to see that you are my disciples.
就是特别强调我们彼此相爱，要让人家看得出来。
That means to tell us that in our loving one another, we want others to be able to see this.
不是故意给人家看得出来。
We do not do so purposely that others may see.
而是很自然地流露出来。
But very naturally, this can be seen by others.
所以我们有一句话这么说。
So we have a saying which says this.
我们信仰要生活化。
That our life of faith should be a living one.
就是要将所听的道理在日常生活里面表现出来。
We have to manifest the words that we have heard in our daily lives.
而是自然的流露。
And this is a natural thing.
我们彼此相爱，给人家看出来了。
The love that we show for one another can be seen by others.
圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
越到耶稣基督再临的时候。
The days of Jesus drawing nearer.
信心、爱心会逐渐冷淡。
Faith and love will grow cold.
而我们反而是彼此的相爱越来越浓厚。
But rather, our love towards one another grows warmer and stronger.
那么在这个末后的世代就成为一个强烈的对比。
And this, serves as an extreme contrast in this last days.
不必故意给人家看。
We need not purposely make a show of this for others.
而是很自然的越来越明显。
But very naturally, it is clearer and clearer to others around us.
真正有道理的人是越到末后越相爱。
And a person with the true word of God, the more we move towards the last days, the stronger this love is shown to others.
而心中没有真理的人是越来越冷淡了。
But those without the truth in their hearts, their faith and their love will grow colder and colder.
甚至是彼此相害，而不是彼此相爱。
And they may even seek to harm one another instead of loving one another.
所以我们绝对不要忘记。
So let's definitely not forget.
主耶稣告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus tells us.
要让人家认出来，就是看得出来。
You want to allow others to know and to recognize.
这是最基本最重要的表现。
And this is the most basic, manifestation of the behavior.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
如今长存的是信望爱。
That what remains is love, faith and hope.
而其中最大的就是爱。
But the greatest of these is love.
因为爱就完全的律化。
Because love completes or fulfills the law.
爱是律化的总纲。
And love is the source or the foundation of all this.
是主耶稣要我们在日常生活里面很自然的表现。
And this is what the Lord Jesus wants us to manifest naturally in our lives.
那么要怎么样表现？
So how are we to show this love?
圣经里面在加拉太书第六章的第九节到第十节告诉我们。
And the Bible in Galatians chapter 6 verses 9 to 10 tells us.
要向众人施行我们的爱心。
That we are to do good to all men.
但是向信徒一家的人更要这样做。
But especially to those who are of the household of faith.
众人跟信徒来比较。
If we compare, men, all men in the world and believers.
要先向同样信主的人。
We must first show love towards those who are of the same faith.
还向其他没有信主。
Then we show this love to the others who do not believe.
提摩太前书五章八节又告诉我们。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8 tells us.
一个人一定要看顾我们自己的亲人。
That a person should take care of his own, relatives and close ones.
如果我们不看顾亲人
，If we do not take care of own relatives and family,
就等于是背了正道。
So it's as though we have gone against the truth.
如果不看顾我们自己家里的人
，If we do not take care of our own family members,
比不信的人还不好。
We are worse than an unbeliever.
所以我们的亲戚跟我们的家人就是我们的骨肉亲情。
So our relatives and our own family members, our flesh and blood.
又要先爱我们的骨肉兄弟。
We must first love our flesh and blood.Brothers, sisters.
才去爱我们的亲戚。
Then we go and love our relatives.
所以我们彼此相爱。
So we love one another.
是有秩序的。
There is an order to it.
并且是合情合理的。
And it's very orderly.
圣经里面告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
看得见的弟兄我们都不爱。
If we cannot love the brother whom we can see,
怎么可能去爱那个看不见的神？
How can we then go and love a God whom we cannot see?
我们同样父母的骨肉兄弟，我们都不能彼此相爱。
We're not able to love our brothers and sisters who come from the same parents.
怎么可能说我要去爱我的亲戚呢？
How then can we say that we go and love our relatives?
我们看得见的骨肉兄弟都不会爱。
We do not know how to love our brothers and sisters in the flesh.
怎么可能再来爱属灵的教会的弟兄姐妹？
How then can we go and then love the spiritual brothers and sisters?
所以我们要追求更大的爱心。
So we should pursue for a greater love.
要有秩序。
There is an order to it.
由亲而疏，由近而远。
From your own family members, your relatives, and from near to far.
如果我们本末倒置，
if we have a complete opposite of this order,
这种爱会落到沽名钓誉的陷阱里，博取好名声。
This kind of love only you're trying to bring vain glory to your own name only.
我自己的亲兄弟我不爱。
I do not love my own brothers and sisters.
因为我爱他没有人知道。
Because when I love them, no one knows.
我到处去做慈善事业。
But I go everywhere in the world to do good works.
事实上也真的在做了。
And in actual fact, I'm doing it.
但是已经违背主耶稣的教训。
But we've gone against the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个不是叫做追求更大的爱心。
So this is not calling a pursuit for a greater love.
追求更大的爱心要从最起码的基本点开始。
So to pursue a greater love, we must start from the most basic.
就像我们跑步一样。
Just like when we are running.
总是有一个起跑点。
There is a starting point.
从这个原点开始。
From this beginning.
越跑越远。
We run the further we get.
从我们最亲的人开始爱起。
So we love from our closest ones.
逐渐的扩大。
And then we gradually expand our boundaries.
这才叫做追求更大的爱心。
This is what it means to pursue for a greater love.
圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
小事忠心。大事才有办法忠心。
If you are faithful over little things, then are we able to be faithful over the great matters?
爱心也是一样。
Love is the same.
日常生活我们感觉很琐碎，这么小的事情开始爱情。
If we, from our daily life, start to love people over the small matters,
才有办法追求更大的爱心。
Then only are we able to love greater things.
马太福音25:34-40里面描述。
And in Matthew 25:34-40. Illustrate.
耶稣基督将来再临的时候，
Before Lord Jesus Christ comes again,
他要把这一群羊群分成绵羊跟山羊。
He will divide the sheep into the sheep and the goats.
绵羊也就是得救的人。
And the sheep are those who are saved.
山羊也就是哀哭切齿的人。
And the goats are those who gnash their teeth and weep.
所以我们现在都已经信主。
So we have already believed in the Lord.
都是主耶稣草场上的羊。
And we are all sheep in the pastures of the Lord.
但是我们将来一定会有绵羊跟山羊之别的。
But there will be a division between the goats and the sheep in future.
分别的许多标准之一就是在日常生活里面。
And amongst the many standards of this division are things related to our daily lives.
所以主耶稣讲得很清楚。
So Jesus said very clearly,
我饿的时候你们给我吃。
When I was hungry, you fed me.
我没有衣服穿的时候你们给我衣服穿。
And when I have nothing to wear, you clothed me.
我口渴的时候你们给我喝。
When I was thirsty, you gave me a drink.
我没有地方住你留我住。
When I had no place to stay, you welcomed me.
我被关到监牢里你来探监来安慰我。
When I was in prison, you came and visited me and comforted me.
这些蒙主应许要得救的人很惊讶。
And all those who were chosen and were to be saved were very amazed.
主啊，什么时候你饿了我给你吃？
Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you?
什么时候你冷了我给你穿？
When were you cold and we gave you clothes to wear?
什么时候你渴了我给你喝？
And when were you thirsty and I gave you a drink?
我哪里有留过你住？
When have I ever allowed you to stay in my house?
我也没有去监牢看过你。
I've never visited you in the prisons before.
主耶稣怎么说？
And Lord Jesus answered,
只要你把这些事情做在弟兄当中一个最小的身上。
As long as you have done this to the least of my brethren.
就是坐在我身上。
You've already done it to me.
所以我们日常生活这么琐碎的事情。
And so for these minute things in our daily lives.
食衣住行就是日常生活最基本而已。
Food, drink and clothing, these are the most basic necessities of our daily lives.
最基本的爱心我们都做不到。
And we are unable to do these basic acts of love.
不用再唱高调我要追求更大的爱心。
Let's not sing loudly and proclaim that we want to pursue a greater love.
所以我们求主耶稣怜悯。
So we ask the Lord for forgiveness.
要进入2000年讲得越大声越好。
That we are able to say loudly that we want to enter the 2000 years.
充满了希望。
To be full of hope.
但是99年我们反而要做一个安静的检讨。
But in the year 1999, we have to quieten ourselves to make, to examine ourselves.
如果这么小的爱心，
if in this small areas of love,
这么基本的日常生活，
and such basic things in our daily lives,
我看得见的亲兄弟都不爱，
we are unable to love our brothers and sisters in the flesh.
教会属灵的兄弟姐妹我都不爱。
And we do not love our brothers and sisters in the church.
我们低调一点。
Let us quieten down our tone a bit.
小声一点。
And speak softly.
不要像我每次讲道理，讲到震到人家想睡觉都没办法睡。
Do not speak so loudly as like me when I speak so loudly that no one can sleep during a sermon.
所以我也常常提醒我自己，低调一点，小声一点，不要叫得那么大声。
So I often remind myself to speak softer and not to speak so loudly.
既然日常生活这么重要
，since our daily life is so important，
我们就要明白耶稣要我们很实实在在的相爱了。
The Lord, then we understand what the Lord wants us to truthfully love one another.
圣经里面又这样告诉我们。
The Bible tells us too.
说当我们看见弟兄穷乏
，when we see a brother who is poor in the world，
却塞住怜悯的心肠
，but we close up our hearts of compassion，
在神面前我们怎么能够安稳
？How then can we stand before the Lord？
这里讲得很清楚。
Here it says very clearly，
看见弟兄穷乏。
If we see that a brother is lacking in
something,
and I have the things in the world,
主耶稣要求我们都很合情合理。
The Lord Jesus wants us to be very reasonable.
不会强人之所难。
And he will not put extreme demands on us.
我没有能力。
I do not have the capability.
做不到。
I'm unable to do it.
主耶稣不会对我们处罚。
The Lord Jesus will not punish us on account of this.
我们有能力
，but if we have the ability,
别人有需要
，and others have the need,
我们塞住怜悯的心
，but we close up our hearts of mercy.
我们没有切实相爱的心
，we do not have a true heart of love.
好，在神的面前不可能安稳
，we are unable to stand before the Lord.
所以圣经里面又这样告诉我们
，the Bible tells us this too.
我们必须像那应得的人
，we must be like those
应该得的人，就是他实在需要。
We must be like those who are truly in the need.
也没有叫我们乱乱给了。
He doesn't want us to anyhow give things away.
没有叫我们不必要的时候也给了。
He doesn't ask us to give things to those people who do not need them.
我接到一通国际电话。
I received an international phone call.
他告诉我。
He told me.
有一个教会的弟兄来找我。
Said there was a brother in the church who came to look for me.
谈到张国清传道在新加坡。
And he talked about Preacher Chang in Singapore.
很高兴。
Oh, he was very happy.
很熟。
Oh, he was very familiar with him.
我想说，他跟你那么熟啊
？I said, oh, he's so familiar with you.
因为他也不气嫌我
，and because he doesn't mind me.
所以这个来找的人跟他谈起来
，and so this person came to look for him, discuss with him.
好像他像遇故知一样，在别的地方遇到知己的朋友。
As though that he has gone to a foreign place and met his own relatives there.
这个来找的弟兄就告诉他
，and this brother who came to look for him,
很不巧，我皮包不见了。
Oh, I'm so sorry, I've lost my wallet.
吃饭搭车都很困难啊
And to take transport and to have a meal, I have difficulties already.
被找的弟兄很有爱心
But this brother who was being sought after was full of love.
你跟张国清传道那么熟
Oh, you're so familiar with him.
没问题
No problem.
我这里有，我这里有
I have money here.
有多少
How much do you have?
你要多少
How much do you want?
皮包里面通通给我
Says, give me everything in your wallet.
我改天会还你的
I'll return you the next day.
看他跟张传道这么熟
Oh, because he was so familiar with him.
这么需要
And he needs this.
全部都给了
，He gave everything to the brother.
几千块都给了
，a few thousand dollars.
不过是 NT 了哈
，but it's a few thousand NT dollars.
过后打电话
，so after that he called me.
这个人我不认识啊
，I don't know this man, brother.
我告诉他
，I told him.
下次如果有人告诉你
，if the next time someone tells you,
张国金传道就是我的叔叔
，oh, Bishop Chang is my uncle.
你也不要给
，do not give him the money.
因为他没有饭吃
，because he has no food to eat.
你买饭盒给他吃
，you buy rice for him to eat.
他没有车票。
He doesn't have money for transport.
你买车票给他
，buy him a ticket.
他如果说这些都不必
，if he says he doesn't need these things,
你说那我也不必给你。
Says that I have no need to give this.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他不是应得的人。
Because he is not the person.
你有财务
，you have the.
他真的是一个应得的人吗
？Is he truly a person in need?
所以圣经里面告诉我
，So the Bible tells us,
爱要喜欢真理，不喜欢不义。
Love rejoices in truth and not in unrighteousness.
如果我们认为他这样子很可怜
If we feel that he is so pitiful
我们就统统给他
And we give him everything
我们就缺少用真理来对照
So we have neglected to make use of truth
真理来对照就可以显露这个人不合真理的
And if we make use of the truth to decide then we know that this person is not acting in accordance to the truth
所以在箴言三章二十七到二十八才这样告诉我们
And that's why in Proverbs 3 verse 27, 28 tells us
你有行善的力量
You have the ability to do good
是像那应得的人
It'sTo do good towards those who are truly in need.
您有现成的
You have the what the wealth.
不可以叫他明天再来
And if you have what if you have these things, Not tell him to come back the next day.
虽然我身上有钱,
although I have money now.
虽然我现在有现成的,
and although I have what is required now.
但是这个人来到底是不是应得的?
But when this person comes, is he truly in need of you?
所以圣经告诉我们都是要用智慧来行事。
So the Bible tells us that we have to act with wisdom.
圣经里面又提醒我们,
the Bible too reminds us.
如果将一杯凉水
If we give a cup of warm water,
给我小子里面的一个喝,
to give to the least of my brethren,
不能不得赏赐,
he will surely be rewarded.
这是告诉我们要怎么爱,
this is tell us how we ought to love.
就是要济人之需啊,
is to know the needs of others.
他真的很需要,
he truly needs this.
你给他所需要的,
and you give him what he needs.
不然你现在随便给我一杯白水,
or now you give me a cup of water.
这样就一定得赏赐。
And you will surely be rewarded because of this.
他需要的时候,
the Bible says only when he truly needs it.
很实际的给他,
and you give it to him practically.
台湾有一座麻风病院,
in Taiwan there is a hospital for leprosy.
麻风病院里面住着信徒,
and in this hospital there were some believers.
有人去看这一位信徒,
and some believers or members paid this believer a visit.
很有爱心,
and they were full of love.
拿金钱给他,
and they gave them money.
有的还爱心啊，挂戒指，
哎，他们
给他挂上戒指
啊 ，put rings on their fingers。
啊，他很坦白的对我说
，and she told, or the person told me frankly，
我在这里行动不方便，我也不能到处去买东西。
Says, I cannot move about easily here, and I can't go anywhere to buy things。
我的钱放在身边，又被里面的人偷走了。
My money is beside me, and they're stolen by those in hospital。
所以我告诉弟兄姐妹
，so I told the brothers and sisters，
现在这个关在麻风病院里面的信徒。
This believer who is in the hospital for leprosy.
他所需要的是什么?
What does this person need?
日常生活用品。
The daily necessities.
可以吃的东西, 喝的东西。
Those things which she can eat or drink.
后来弟兄姐妹知道了。
Then when the brothers know about this.
每次要去看他。
Every time when they want to pay her a visit.
买一点食物。
They will buy some food.
给她今天能吃的。
To give her the things that she
can eat. 因为她也没有雪柜可以储存。
Because she has no fridge to keep the food.
所以热腾腾的拿去给她。
And so they bring this warm food to her.
虽然一吃就完了。
Although when she just eat it and it's gone.
但是吃的人高兴。买的人也安慰
But the person who eats it is happy And the person who bought it is also happy
所以当我们所怀念的安迪伯金住院的时候
So when our beloved Andy Bo Ching was hospitalized
信徒告诉我
Believers told me
传道我去看他
Preacher I pay her a visit
我知道安迪伯金最喜欢吃什么包
And I know Andy Bo Ching loves to eat what kind of 包
我就买那个包给他吃
And I'll buy this 包 for her to eat
我听了很感动
When I heard this I was moved
但是我也很惭愧
But I was also regretful
我虽然是一个牧者，我都不知道这个信徒喜欢吃什么包。
Although I'm a shepherd, I don't know what kind of bao this believer likes to eat.
而这位信徒去看安迪伯逊，晓得买他最喜欢吃的包给他。
But this believer who paid Andy Bo Ching a visit knew how to, which kind of bao to buy for her to eat.
真的比送钱给安迪伯逊还实际啊。
And it's more practical than giving money to Andy Bo Ching.
所以在撒母耳记下十七章里面
，And in Second Samuel chapter 17,
我们参考一下。
Let's look at it.
撒母耳记下
Second Samuel
十七章
Chapter 17
二十七节到二十九节里面所记载
What's recorded verses 27 to 30
说当大卫跟那些跟随他的人在逃难的时候
When David and his followers were fleeing
已经很辛苦了
And they were already in great difficulties
二十九节最后一句话说他们在旷野是饥渴困乏
And verse 29 the latter portion says that the people were hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness
又饥饿又干渴又很疲倦要好好的休息睡一觉
They were hungry they were thirsty and they were weary and they wanted to have a good night's sleep
那么他们现在所需要的是什么
So what do they need now
二十八节里面我们看到
Verse 28 we see
从这里所描述的我们看起来这些都是微不足道的东西啊被褥啦盆啊碗啊这些都是小东西也没有什么价值嘛
So in verse 28 we read about this bed basinsAnd oven vessels, these are things of no great value.
当中的这些朔比马吉巴西来这些人
So, but these people, this Shobi, Marti, and Basilia,
难道不能带金银财宝给他吗
Could they not have brought gold and jewelry to David?
圣经里面告诉我们，巴西来还是一个大富户。
And this Bible tells us that Basilea was a great wealthy man.
但是他们爱人爱得很实在。
But they loved men very practically.
爱人爱得很管用
and he loved And they love men, to love men to be able to provide for their very needs.
所以这些吃的、喝的、盖的、垫的，跟吃的时候要用的器皿，通通是他们现在逃难当中最需要的。
And so for these fugitives, what they really required was given to them, the things to eat, the things to, the things to rest, the things to drink, and utensils even for the food.
所以带给人最温馨的爱。
So the warmest love brought to men
就是最实际最需要的时候
is at the time is the most practical kind of love and at the most appropriate time.
这样的爱给对方来讲
and this kind of love to the other party
是无比的温暖
brings uncomparable warmth.
所以我们要爱一个人
So the person that we want to love
一定要爱得很实际
You must love them realistically.
在他最需要的时候
at his greatest point of need
给他最实在的帮助
to give him the most practical help.
路加福音八章第一节到第三节又描述
And Luke chapter 8 verses 1 to 3 it illustrates
主耶稣和他十二个门徒到处在工作
The Lord Jesus was working with his disciples everywhere
各城各乡
He went to every city and village
到处的这样漂泊
And they were preaching and walking in this manner
他们所需要的
What they needed
就是这么多的妇女用自己的财物来供应他们
Is to have so many of this woman to provide for their needs.
我们要很注意是他们在工作中啊。
We must know that they were in the midst of their work.
所以他们一直在工作，一直在爱人。
So they were working and they were continually loving men.
哪里有时间去采购他们日常需要的东西
？They do not have the time to find means to support their daily necessities.
而是这些妇女很懂得需要。
But these women knew of their needs.
我们叫做善解人意啊。很了解人家的心意啊！
啊、is that they truly understood the heart and the needs of men.
所以，当一个人为主做工，做得很卖命
，and so when a person works for the Lord and puts in his whole heart and soul to it,
全神贯注的时候
，and when he put his whole mind into this work,
你观察出来他们的需要
，and you observe their needs,
你给他
，and you provide for him,
实际需要的
，to give him what is practical and
real. 这就是很重要的爱心。
This is a very important love.
要特别注意是他们在工作中。
You must understand or take note that they are in the midst of their work.
所以在这里让我们明白。
So from this we can understand.
主耶稣告诉我。
The Lord Jesus tells us.
就是这些妇女。
It is these women.
给主耶稣留下很深刻的印象。
Who left a deep impression in the Lord Jesus.
传道书第九章十一节又告诉我们。
And, In Exodus 9 verse 11 tells us,
要把握机会。
We must seize the opportunity.
所以加拉太书六章十节才告诉我们。
And so in Galatians 6 verse 10 tells us,
如果有了机会
if we have an opportunity,
可以向众人行善
we can do good to all men.
我们就要去做。
So we must do it.
机会临到众人
when opportunity comes to all men,
如果我们不把握
but if we do not grab hold of them,
一闪就即逝了。
Yeah, and twinkle of eye, it passes away.
921, 台湾百年大地震。
The great earthquake of September 9th, in 21st September.
我们新加坡教会一接到消息。
When the Singapore Church received the news.
安息日一宣布。
And there was an announcement in the service.
我们晓得吗？
Do you know?
连教会的负责人都感动到吓一跳。
And even the actual members were greatly moved and were shocked.
这样一宣布说捐出来要救济台湾大地震的款项，数目大到负责人不敢相信。
And the amount of money collected when they made announcement for the collection of the earthquake victims, the amount collected was so great that the actual members could not believe it.
不必一吹再吹的。
And they did not make encouragements time and time again.
因为我们新加坡教会把握机会
，because the Singapore Church grabbed hold of the opportunity.
在台湾百年大地震的时候
，and in this great earthquake in Taiwan.
有一个人刚买了一部喜美的新轿车，分期付款才第一个月。
And there was someone who bought a new car and he just paid the first monthly installment.
他一知道大地震
，And when he knew of the great earthquake,
他赶快到超级市场买东西。
He quickly went to the market to buy things.
那个老板非常的生气啊。
And the boss was very angry.
那个脸色很难看。
And he had a black face.
以为他要囤积货物啊。
He thought that he was trying to store goods for himself.
大家都需要，你买你需要的就好，你怎么买了整车满满的
？And everyone needs the things. And why do you buy so many things? And stock up a whole car.
老板忍不住问他
And the boss could not contain any longer and asked him,
你买这么多做什么
Why do you buy so much things for?
我要去帮助那些 大地震受灾难的人。
I want to help those victims of the great earthquake.
都是日常生活用品。
And these were all daily necessities.
然后房东伙计一听
，when the boss and the workers heard it,
拼命帮他搬了。
They kept on helping him to ship the goods.
搬到那个喜美的新轿车底盘都往下压了。
And so the goods for the car so much that the car sank.
他一路驾车一路踢咕噜，底盘都碰到。受伤害的路面
，and his new car when going through all this rough terrain, was knocked.
他那时候心也疼了，我才洗美新轿车一个月就 kill clone 了，这一趟回来可能报销了。
And in his heart he was feeling trouble because his new car was undergoing through such troubles.
但是他马上看到大地震，很多新轿车比他更名贵的名牌轿车都被压扁了。
But he saw that in the great earthquake, many newer cars and more beautiful cars were crushed.
看到大楼下陷，那个钢筋水泥搅在一起，像树根盘旋交错。
And he saw all this,
像那个树根，那个铁条都这样缠在一起。
All those concrete and reinforcements.The roots are entwined.
他想到那些灾难的人需要吃、需要喝、需要用。
And he knew that all these victims required things to eat, things to drink, and things to wear.
马上有一个念头。
And he immediately had this idea.
感谢主给我有机会买新轿车，做爱心的工作。
Thank God for allowing me to be able to buy a new car to do these works of love.
所以有一个青年。
So there was a brother.
跟着一个传道人去访问。
He followed the preacher.To pay a visit.
他看到一个老伯冻得快死了。
And he saw that an old man was cold and to the point of death.
所盖的棉被也都没有被单的。
And his blanket that he had was very thin.
他的太太出去外面捡破烂的。
And his wife went out to pick the tattered clothes.
那个老伯告诉这个青年跟传道人说：“对不起，我没有东西接待你们。
”And this elderly man told the preacher and brother say, "Sorry, I don't have anything to welcome you with."
那个青年马上掉头就走。
And the young man immediately laid on his head and walked away.
传道人跟他一直谈，谈了好一阵子。
And the preacher talked to this old man for a long time.
才看到青年又进来。
And he saw the young man returning.
拿了一张棉被。
Brought a thick blanket.
好好的盖在老伯身上。
To place it over this old man.
那个老伯感到非常的温暖。
And this old man felt a great warmth.
那个青年告诉他。
And this young man told him.
对不起，我没有新棉被。
Sorry, I don't have a new blanket.
这是我现在在用的。
This is what I'm using now.
我马上回去拿来给你。
I went home immediately to take it and put it for you.
过没有多久。
Not long after.
那个老伯伯离世。
The old man passed away.
那个青年满心感谢主。
And the young man was full of thanksgiving to God.
主啊，我感谢你给我这个机会。
Oh Lord, I thank you for giving me this opportunity.
我把我所有的棉被给这个老伯。
Whatever blankets I have, I've given to this old man.
有多少机会可以给你跟给我去爱人？
And how many opportunities are given to you and I to love others?
你跟我相聚在一起有多少时间跟机会？
And how much time do you and I have to be with one another?
这个青年不爱这个老伯，老伯走了，要爱也爱不到。
And if this young man doesn't love this old man, even when he wants to love it, the old man has gone away.
所以在日常生活里面，
So in our daily lives,
爱临到给我们彼此相爱，不是常常有的。
That the opportunity for us to love one another is not often given.
你爱人也过去了。
And if you love others, it will pass too.
你不爱人也过去。
And if you do not love others, it will too pass.
这个青年将来在神的面前心很安稳的。
And this youth, in the future, when he faces God, he will be at peace.
所以使徒约翰特别告诉我们。
So John the Baptist specially tells us.
在路加福音三章十一节里面。
In Luke 3 verse 11.
你有两件衣服。
If you have two sets of clothing.
要给那没有的。
Give to one who doesn't have.
所以我们现在有足够的能力。
So now if we have the ability,
看到人家真的需要。
And to see that others are truly in need,
你分给他。
And you divide it to him,
就是有补没有的。
That is what you have, you supplement those who do not have.
富足补不够的。
Those who are rich will help those who are poor.
这样的爱是很自然。
This kind of love is natural.
一点都不勉强。
And there's no forcing in this love.
来，我们爱要 存着感恩的心。
When we love, we must be filled with thanksgiving.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
因为耶稣基督的爱激励我。
Because the love of Jesus Christ controls us.
所以我才懂得要怎样去爱人。
So I know how to love others.
如果我不是感受到主这么爱我。
If I do not feel the love of Jesus for me.
我没有办法这样去爱人。
I will not be able to love others.
这就是保罗在告诉我们。
This is what Paul tells us.
罗马书十三章第八节说，彼此相爱要常常感到亏欠。
And Romans 13 verse 8 tells us to love one another and to owe no one anything except love.
什么都不可以欠的。
We cannot owe anyone anything.
爱要感觉我欠的。
But in love, we must feel that we owe others.
可是你会说。我哪里有欠他？是他欠我的。
We may say, "Oh, I don't owe him anything, but he owes me love."
但是要想到保罗所说的那一句。
But we must remember the words of Paul.
是因为耶稣基督的爱激励我们。
It's because the love of Jesus that controls us.
圣经里面有一个人叫做拿巴。
In the Bible, there's a character called Nabal.
他也是大户户。
He was too a wealthy man.
他有很多的绵羊、山羊。
And he had many herds and cattle.
三千加一千，四千对了。
He had 4,000 of his cattle.
有四千的羊群。这么富有的人是大卫跟随他的人看顾他们。
And he had so many sheep and cattle, and it was David and his followers who were protecting them.
所以拿巴的仆人做见证。
And so Nabal's servant made testimony.
说大卫跟他的仆人跟我们在一起的时候。
That when David and his servants were with us,
昼夜做我们的保障。
They were our protectors day and night.
我们的羊群通通没有失落。
We have not lost a single sheep.
这个是很大的恩典啊。
This is a great grace.
但是当拿巴他要收成的时候
，But when Nabal wanted to take an account，
要剪羊毛了
，And he was shearing his sheep，
要预备很多的饮食，宰了肉来给这些工人吃
，And he wanted to prepare food for his workers to eat。
大卫派十个仆人说：“你随手，这是一个好日子，你只要随手拿一点给我们好吗
？”And David sent his servants to seek Nabal, saying that, "Just take what you have at hand and give some of these things to us."
拿巴不会感觉他亏欠大卫。
Nabal would not feel that he owed David anything.
他说：“最近哈、哦，背叛主人逃跑的很多呢。
”Says, "Oh, recently there were many servants who ran away from master."
我根本不认识大卫这个人是谁呀、
啊、？I don't know who David is.
让我们听了以后觉得很可怕的。
So what we hear is very frightening.
为什么这样忘恩负义
？Why is it he's so ungrateful?
因为他没有感觉亏欠。
Because he doesn't feel he owed David anything.
拿巴这个有钱人的仆人都深深感受大卫的恩德。
But the servant of Nabal truly felt the grace shown to him by David.
所以在日常生活里面
，So in our daily lives,
如果我们一直认为我没有亏欠人
，If we keep on feeling that or thinking that we do not owe anyone anything,
忘恩负义的人
，I am an ungrateful person.
我们不可能有任何的爱心。
Cannot have all kinds of love.
曾经有信徒很感慨地这么说。
And there was once a believer who declared this.
哦，我看见一些人很孤单的时候。
I see some people when they're very lonely.
我请他到家里来。
I invite him to my house.
我接待他，给他住，给他吃。
I welcome him. I provide him lodgings and food to eat.
后来他学有所成了。
But later on, he is
他又 建立家室了。
And he has established his own career and family.
他也有车了。
And he has his Has a car.
在教会碰到我不认识了。
But in church, when he meets me, he doesn't know me.
这个人不是说他要讨回人家的恩典。
This person is not trying to gain back the grace from the other person.
但是他感觉很难过的。
But he felt very sorrowful.
为什么会这样
？Why is this like this?
所以我们要思想。
So we must think and consider.
受施胜勿忘，接受别人的帮助，我们千万不要忘记。
We must never forget the help shown to us by others.
当然，我们施人慎勿念。我们帮助人，我们不要念念不忘。哎，我帮助过你，我帮助过你，你要记住哦，不可以这样。
Of course, when we help others, we must not always try to remember and say that, "Oh, I've helped you before."
但是我们被帮助的人必须不可以忘记。
But we who have been helped must not forget the people who helped us.
这样我们就像拿巴就很危险。
And if we like this, then we're like Nabal, and we are very dangerous.
圣经里面告诉我们
，The Bible tells us,
主耶稣素来所爱的这一家人。
This beloved family of Lord Jesus,
马大、玛利亚、拉撒路
Martha, Mary, and Lazarus,
大家都很清楚
Everyone knows them.
所以当主耶稣要受难之前
So before the Lord Jesus was to suffer,
玛利亚打破了一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏
This Mary broke an alabaster jar of pure nard.
圣经告诉我们一斤一斤重
The Bible tells us 1 pound of this nard.
整斤的真拿达香膏
And she broke this whole jar of this alabaster, of this pure nard.
主耶稣说他是尽他所能的在爱我。
And the Lord just says that she is loving me with all that she has.
别人看了不高兴。
When others saw, they were not happy.
主耶稣告诉他们
Lord Jesus told them,
常常有穷人跟你们在一起
You will always have the poor with you
你们要行善机会多的是
And if you want to do good, you have many opportunities
玛利亚懂得把握机会
But Mary knew how to seize over the opportunities
所以玛利亚在我受难之前全部爱了
And so before my days of suffering, Mary loved me completely
台湾来的许清传道告诉我
And a preacher from Taiwan, preacher, she told me
他空运来的一斤很好的茶
He brought in one kettle of very good tea.
他首先告诉我，我在直肉骨螺就开始泡了，我吓一跳，我说哈，你什么时候去住骨肉直肉骨螺，我都不知道。主啊，你赦免我，有朋自远方来，在直肉骨螺我都不知道，还谈什么爱？
So he said that I already started brewing in Turkau, and I was saying, "Oh God, please forgive me because I do not know that you have stayed in Turkau before."
他说错了错，在槟城开始泡。
I said, "Oh, sorry, I began from Penang."
他泡到这里哦，他说我舍不得泡，真的舍不得泡。我说 ，Can get my 泡了，一点一点泡了。
And so he said, when he came to Singapore, he couldn't bear to brew the tea, and he just brewed it little by little.
一斤上好的茶 ，Can get my 泡，这个是对的，很自然嘛。
So it's very natural for a person to treasure good tea and to brew a little at a time.
所以拿到香膏，有贵宾来到我们家里，欢迎贵宾是点一滴两滴而已的，这样把它点下去而已。
And so when we have very distinguished guests coming to our house, and we just use a few drops of pure nut ointment to welcome them.
像许清传道这样 ，Can get my in 了。
Just like Peter Shee who used it a little at a time.
招待贵宾也是一样，敢敢跑，对，没有错。
And it's right that when you welcome guests, you are to do likewise.
但是玛利亚把握机会。
But Mary sees her over the opportunity.
耶稣受难前，我全部打破。
And before Jesus was to suffer, she broke the whole jar.
完全献上。
And to offer everything.
所以我们有多少机会
？So how many opportunities do we have?
不懂得把握。
And we don't know how to make use of it.
那些门徒看起来好像。很有道理，是似是而非的道理。
And those believers, when they said that, it seems that they were right, but these were half truths.
所以我们要像玛利亚一样。
So we must be like Mary.
亏欠耶稣太多。
To feel that she owed Jesus a lot.
所以必须好好的报答主。
And so she has a need to really repay the grace of God.
当仇敌在我们的面前。
When the enemies are before us.
我们怎么爱他
？How do we love them?
要用炭火堆在他的头上。
We have to put or heap burning coals on his head.
为什么炭火堆在头上
？Why do we heap this burning coals on his head?
当一个罪人要赎罪的时候
，When a sinner is to pronounce a sin,
自己认为愧对别人
，and he feels himself that he has let down others,
自己很自责对不起别人
，and he rebukes himself for letting down others.
用炭火放在头上
，he will put burning coals on his own head,
苦得受不了。
And he suffers till he cannot take it anymore.
那现在遇到我们的仇敌
But now when we meet enemies,
我们以善来对恶
We use good to in return of evil.
用爱心来感化对方
We use love to change the other party.
会让对方苦得受不了
We will make the other party suffer so much that they are unable to take it anymore.
我对不起你
I have let you down.
我要害你，你怎么还能爱我呢
？I want to harm you, but yet you still love me.
他会受不了的。
He will not be able to take it.
就好像炭火在头上
And just like burning coals upon his head.
所以当亚兰军要来攻以色列军的时候
，So when the Aram armies wanted to attack the nation of Israel，
以利沙祷告
，Elisha prayed，
这些亚兰军被带到撒玛利亚城
，And this armies of Aram were brought to the city of Samaria。
当他们眼睛一明亮
，When their eyes were opened，
怎么我反而在以色列军里面我们死定了
？Oh, why is it that we're in the midst of the Israelites? We are surely dead。
以色列王问以利沙先知，我能杀他吗
？And the king of Israel asked Elisha, "Can I kill them?"
以利沙先知说
，Elisha said，
摆食物给他们吃。
Lay a feast for them.
摆了很多食物
and they laid a great feast.
让他们吃饱喝饱，再平安地送他们回家
And so after they feasted and drank the fill, they can leave.
从此以后，亚兰军没有再来侵犯以色列
From henceforth, the king of Aram did not send armies to attack Israel.
亚兰军被爱得受不了
The nation of Israel, Aram was moved by love and cannot take it anymore.
当仇敌在我们面前的时候
When our enemies are before us,
我们怎么办
What are we to do?
我们用爱心为他祷告
We use love to pray for him.
所以主耶稣告诉我们要为那逼迫你们、害你们的人祷告
And so the Lord Jesus tells us we have to pray for those who persecute us.
有一本为主受苦的书
There was a book that talks about suffering for the Lord.
里面描述
Last phrase.
当基督徒被逼迫的时候
When Christians are persecuted.
指甲都被拔掉了
And their nails or fingernails all put
away. 被送进极速冷冻的房间里面
And they are being sent into very cold rooms.
冻到快死的时候再把你拉出来
And when they, at the midst of being frozen to death, they are being brought out.
再给你温暖
And they bring give you warm,
让你苏醒过来
，so that you are revived once again.
再把你送进冷房里面
，and send you back to the cold room.
用锁铐我给你铐住
，and they'll handcuff you.
锁铐里面还有刺
And there are spikes in his handcuffs.
你一动就受伤。
And the moment you move, you are hurt.
很多种鞭打逼迫的方法。
And there are many ways of whipping and scourging.
旁边的人看着受不了。
When people around you, they see it, they can't take it.
用这样来警告其他的基督徒。
And they make use of this to warn other Christians.
替他打抱不平。
I,
替这个受刑人打抱不平。
And they kept on trying to proclaim justice for this one suffering.
看到这个受刑人嘴巴一直烂，不知道念什么。
And they see this person suffering, mumbling something, and they don't know what he's mumbling.
施行刑罚的人注意听。
But the one who's passing the judgment, listen carefully.
听到他说。
And he heard him saying.
你们大家安静。
快，别快！
我要为这些逼迫我的人祷告。
I want to pray for those who are persecuting me。
很多人为他打抱不平。
Everyone was proclaiming injustice for this man。
他叫大家安静，他要为这些害他的人祷告。
But he told everyone to keep quiet because he wants to pray for those who are persecuting him。
所以主耶稣在十字架上怎么祷告
？So how did Jesus pray on the cross？
父啊，你赦免他们。
Father, forgive them。
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they're doing。
斯提凡怎么做
？What did Stephen do？
圣经说，正用石头。打的时候
at the point when the people were taking the stone to strike him,
人家正要打死我们
when people are about to kill us,
斯提凡怎么祷告
how did Stephen pray?
主啊，不要将这罪归给他们
Lord, do not hold the sin against them.
所以从这里让我们明白
so from this you understand,
爱的情形
the essence of love.
这就是主耶稣所说的
this is what the Lord Jesus said.
我们看约翰福音
look at John
十五章
verse 15,
十三节
verse 13.
约翰福音
Gospel according to John,
十五章
chapter 15,
十三节
verse 13.
人为朋友舍命
Greater love has no man than this.
人的爱心没有比这个大的
But a man laid down his life for his friends.
主耶稣给我们留下这种榜样
This example was left for us by Jesus.
所以保罗说
So Paul said,
主爱我，为我舍己
The Lord loved me and he gave up his life for me.
我是罪人当中的罪人，我是一个罪魁
I am the chief of all sinners, I'm the foremost of sinners.
但是耶稣还救我
But the Lord Jesus still saved me.
给我们这些信他得永生的人做榜样
and he gives us example for those who believe in him
有两个榜样
the two examples
第一个就是要舍己
one is to sacrifice yourself
主耶稣很厌恶罪恶
Jesus hates sins
但是主耶稣很爱罪人
but Jesus loves the sinners
罪人当中的罪魁保罗耶稣都爱他
and Paul, Jesus even loved Paul who was the foremost of all sinners
所以耶稣舍己救罪人
and so Jesus delivered up his own life to save others
另外一个榜样
the other example
就算是罪魁耶稣都要救
But even if he's the foremost of sinners Jesus still wants to save them
所以我们要追求这个最大的爱心
so we must pursue this greatest love
就是主耶稣为我们舍己的爱心
is this love that Jesus sacrificed for us
所以圣经里面爱的使徒约翰告诉我们
and so the beloved disciple in the Bible John tells us
我们要为弟兄舍命
we mustGive up our lives for our brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗也这样讲。
And Apostle Paul too says,
我为我骨肉兄弟
for my brothers and sisters in the flesh.
骨肉之亲，我被咒诅，我都甘愿。
I'm willing to suffer and be cursed for the sake.
神人摩西也这样祷告。
And Moses, the man of God, too prayed in like manner.
这些百姓犯了大罪。
This people have committed a great sin.
求主你赦免他们。
Lord, please forgive them.
甚至把我从生命册上涂抹掉。
And you may even blot me out of this book of life.
只要他们能够得救。
As long as they are able to be saved.
有一个青年很爱主。
There was a young man who loved God.
很热心聚会。
And he was very fervent in service.
但是遇到很大的攻击、侮辱、逼迫、陷害。
But he was greatly persecuted and attacked by others.
他灰心丧志。
And he was disappointed and gave
up. 他连聚会都不去。
And he refused to attend services.
幸好他还愿意祷告。
But was lucky that he still was willing to pray
结果就在祷告当中
and it was in the midst of his prayer
看到了异象
he saw a vision
主耶稣被钉在十字架上
the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross
鲜血从头到脚不断地流
and his blood continually poured out from his head to his foot
真的是血流如注
and it was truly
全身都是血
and his whole body was filled with blood
他看都看不下去
and when he saw he could not even take it
有声音就出来了
so there was a voice coming out saying
你爱我
you love me
你受苦
you suffer
到这个地步吗
have you suffered to this point
这个青年哭了
so this youth wept
我真的被逼迫
I've been truly persecuted
我真的被攻击
I've been attacked
但是我还没有抵挡到流血的地步
but I've not resisted to the point of shedding blood
我最多只是流汗
at the very most I've just shed some
再多也只是流泪
At the very most, I shed some tears.
从今以后
from henceforth,
他再也不敢不做主公
He did not dare not to do the work of God.
他再也不敢不聚会
He did not dare not to attend services.
他一直的继续热情下去
And he continued to be fervent in services.
没有多久我就会离开新加坡了。
Not long after, I will leave Singapore.
有人写信给我。
Someone wrote letters to me.
你对教会有什么不满？
What areas are you unhappy with the church?
有人也当面问我。
And some people ask me face to face.
你对新加坡教会有什么不满？
And what areas are you unhappy with the church in Singapore?
我在这一段期间里面。
And in this period of time.
我自己一直的祷告思想。
I kept on praying and considering.
所以我当面对问我的人这样讲。
So I said to those who asked me face in the face.
我丝毫没有资格对新加坡教会不满。
I have no right to be unhappy with the things in Singapore.
我说我亏欠主耶稣太多。
Since I owe Jesus too much.
将近800个信徒。
Nearly 800 members.
我们牧养缺欠太多。
We have pastored, we have let down Jesus in many areas.
有好多人需要安慰，我们安慰不到。
There are many people who need comforting, but we are unable to do so.
有很多人需要鼓励，我们鼓励不足。
There are many people who require encouragement, but we are unable to encourage them fully.
六年来，新加坡给我的爱太多。
The love that shown by Singapore Church in the 6 years have been a lot.
在神跟人的面前
，and before God and men,
我们再强调一次。
We emphasize once again.
我们只有亏欠主太多。
We only owe Jesus a lot.
我们丝毫不敢对新加坡教会不满。
And we do not dare to be unhappy with the things in Singapore.
所以我们越祷告越难过。
So the more we prayed, the more sorrowful we became.
主啊
，Lord，
我们跑了一些地方。
We have gone to several places.
来到新加坡教会
，and come to Singapore Church.
是给我们学习。
It's a time for us to learn.
学习亏欠太多。
To learn that we have indeed owed Jesus a lot.
所以当我们要离开新加坡教会
，So when we're about to leave the Singapore Church,
我们带着满怀感谢新加坡的爱。
We are living with a sense of full of thanksgiving to the church in Singapore.
并且是亏欠新加坡的爱。
And we owe the love of Singapore.
所以我们真的求主赦免我们。
So we ask God to forgive us.
对不起新加坡教会。
To have let Singapore church down.
也求主纪念祝福大家。
And pray Lord Jesus to remember and to bless everyone.
六年来给我们的爱。
The love shown to us in the 6 years.
但愿我们在离开以后。
So may after we leave,
彼此学习有更大的爱心。
To learn to have even more love,
因为我们爱主都还没有到流血的地步。
Because when we love the Lord, we have not yet loved the Lord to the point of shedding blood.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.